When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
What an absolutely freaking gorgeous day in central Indiana. Am I right or am I right? It is awesome today, and what we are going to tell you is awesome. What people will say about what I'm going to say is that I'm out of my mind and that I don't understand what is important in an NFL draft and what is not important in an NFL draft. I will tell you that I know exactly what it is. So we'll get to that. What night is going to be important and what 2 days are going to be completely unimportant? I think we know the answer to this. Thursday night, really important. Friday, Saturday, not important at all. In fact, irrelevant to the proceedings of the Indianapolis Colts as they attempt to get back to the playoffs in 2024. We're going to talk about the Pacers. Look, here's the deal, and Tyrese Haliburton is a wonderful human being. We like Tyrese Haliburton a lot. He's going to develop. He's going to continue to evolve as a player. However, this team is in the playoffs right now, and they need Tyrese Haliburton to be as good as he's paid to be right now. Tomorrow night, Tyrese Haliburton cannot put up a line of 9, 7, and 8. You can't have a triple single if you're Tyrese Haliburton, and have the Pacers win. And that is what he is paid to provide. If you've got two starters like Nesmith and Nembhard, you cannot have your best player put up a triple single. You can't. Illinois, whoa. You know what? I was listening to the Dan Dockett show today before the Power Hour from 2 to 3 this afternoon that I am privileged to be a part of every single week on Mondays. And he's talking about Illinois and how, you know what, people are leaving Illinois, but people are coming into Illinois. We know about the people leaving. We don't know about the people coming. We know about the people leaving and coming from Indiana. It's really, really hard to look at a conference with 18 teams in this transfer portal era and try to figure out who the hell's got what. So we're going to go over Illinois a little bit. Not what's coming in, but what's going out. And that list was added to today. Luke Goody, Tata Tatel. Who knows where he's going to wind up. 6'7", a really good, smart basketball player who hits threes. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Brought to you by the great, we've also got a correction today. I made a mistake this morning. We'll own up to it, and I'll tell you what it is. Hello, Charles. How are you? Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Here's the deal with MyBookie. Promo code Kent, K-E-N-T. You get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. How about that? That is winning before you even play, and that's phenomenal. MyBookie, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. At my bookie. All right, make sure and subscribe. We got a giveaway given to us by an anonymous donor, a longtime viewer and commenter who sent some Colt swag that is unbelievable. And we're going to have a contest. I got to figure out how the contest is going to work. But we're going to have a contest. If you subscribe, you will be eligible to win what is a treasure trove of Indianapolis Colts swag. It's awesome. So subscribe, make sure and like the video. That's hit the thumbs up. That's just polite. I thumbs up all the videos I watch. And if you want to make a donation, and please, if you do, include a comment so we can share it with the team, with all of us. All right, let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the draft. We're 3 days away from the first round of the draft, and that's the only round that matters. The only pick that matters a damn as we approach the 2024 season is the first round pick. That's it. This is no longer about building depth. Look, in 2017, this is a franchise with a roster that was in some turmoil. You were going to have a tough time winning games in 2017 because the front end and the back end of the roster were both really questionable. What Chris Ballard has done a very good job at is building kind of from the ground up a foundation culturally, and then from a qualitative standpoint, he's built a team that really pursues its work with great diligence and great energy. That's what he's done. So these guys that he's drafted, who were maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, they were a 5, they figured out a way to get to a 6, some of them even a 7. And that's important. So the back end of the roster is built. The positions 30 through 53 on this roster, as you rank these guys, positions 30 through 53, man, are they really good compared to other franchises 30 through 53. The Colts, if Super Bowls were determined by roster spots 30 through 53, the Indianapolis Colts would win every damn year. They would have banner upon banner upon banner. They'd have them everywhere. They would be stacking banners and Lombardi trophies like cordwood.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At Lucas Oil Stadium. But they're not. They're determined by 1 through 8. 1 through 8, I would challenge you to do this. Try, get a pen, get a piece of paper, or you can use kind of the notes on your smartphone, whatever. 1 through 8, the roster for the Colts. Who's the top guy for the Colts? Who's the second? Who's the third most important guy for the Colts? 4th, 5th, 6th through 7th through 8. That's how you win a championship, and I'll guarantee you this. If any 20 of you went through that exercise, I guarantee that all 20 of the entries would be different. You would have different guys. Nobody would have the same 8. And nobody would come close to having them in order. But one thing would be true. Anthony Richardson would be on every one of them. And Anthony Richardson is a guy whose health we can't be sure of. So that's what you've got with this team. You've got a guy who has the talent to be as good as anybody in the league at his position, but does he have the maturity to be able to protect himself so he can continue to play week after week after week after week? This is a guy who had health problems in high school, injury problems at Florida, obvious injury problems last year, the bruised knee, the concussion, the torn AC joint. The list goes on and on and on and on. Had a torn meniscus at one point, not last year. This is a guy who has had trouble learning how to stay healthy, and he has to stay healthy for the Colts to be relevant in 2024. But what the Colts need to do in this draft, they need to find a guy who is a plug-and-play top eight guy on the roster. You don't trade back from 15 and wind up with that very often. That you've got to trade up. And I'm not talking about a wholesale trade like the Mike Ditka deal for Ricky Williams. I'm talking about a trade of 46 and 15 to move up to 8 or 9 and go get either Malik Nabers or Roma Dunza or Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be long gone. But you've got to be able to get one of those guys, Brock Bowers. You got to be able to get a guy, a weapon for Anthony Richardson and for that offense that is going to elevate that offense to the point where teams actually fear it. I get that defense is a priority, and you got to be better defensively. But when you're bringing back every single starter, including the specialists, you've got to lift from above, not from below. You do that when you're building, when you're rebuilding a roster. This isn't a rebuild. This is find a plug-and-play guy who is dynamic and can get in the end zone. And if you do that, Chris Ballard, this draft will be a success. And if you don't do that, if you go out in this draft and 1 through 7, get a bunch of guys, a bunch of sixes, a bunch of sevens, you're not going to be better next year. You're cycling out no one. You've got to bring in excellence. Excellence wins championships. That requires, and it's not risk. Look, the risk is holding on to 46. That's the risk. Because, and here's the correction to what we said this morning. I said, everybody after the 40th pick. Somebody, a very, very smart viewer, said, wait a minute, Jonathan Taylor was taken 41st. I stand corrected. He was taken 41st, so let's go 42 through 64 in the second round. Ben Banigou, Kamoko Touré, Paris Campbell, Alec Pierce, on and on. Tyquan Lewis, there are bunches of these guys. And most of them aren't in the league anymore. That Juju Brents, another one. These guys, you do not win championships with 46. You take 46, combine it with 15, you move up. Maybe with that guy, if you get the right guy, you can go out and win a championship. Ah, Chris Ballard, constantly overthinking, thinking that with more picks, you have a better chance of getting a good player. You do. But you completely destroy your ability to go get a great player. And this draft needs to be about greatness. Not goodness, greatness. You got to get great. If you don't get great, how in the hell are you going to differentiate yourself from everybody else in this league? Where is the point of differentiation? How can you compete with great by continuing to throw a bunch of good at people? Hey. I'll tell you, you can't. That's the answer to that question. Quick and easy. Thursday is not just the most important day of the draft. It is the only day of the draft that matters for the Colts. We're going to watch a rest. We're going to see what they do. But don't tell me, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining, to quote the great, it was in the movie, the Outlaw Josie Wales. At any rate, what you've got to do, trading back like from 46 to 49 or whatever. Quincy Wilson was once the 46th overall pick of the Indianapolis Colts. Case dismissed. Went through the correction. I apologize for the error. I don't like making errors. I look a bunch of stuff up. That I didn't look that up, I got to tell you the truth. I thought that the Colts traded up from like 41st to 38th. Turns out, no, they traded up to 41st. All right, Pacers, they got to play angry for 48 minutes tomorrow night, or this series is going to be 0-2, and from 0-2, it's really hard to get to 4-3. You got to win 4 of 5 against a really good basketball team, and Giannis might wind up coming back in the midst of all of that. For the Pacers to win tomorrow night in Milwaukee, you need the very, and Tyrese Haliburton is from Milwaukee. This is a guy, this is an opportunity. Maybe this is too big an opportunity. Maybe he's nervous. Playing in his hometown in his first playoff game, maybe that was problematic for him. Tomorrow night, he's got to get pissed off and he's got to deliver, or this thing has a really good chance of being over. I think that the Pacers are going to win tomorrow night, then they're going to win Friday, then they're going to win Sunday, and then they're going to win Game 5 in this series. Over in 5, Pacers moving on to the second round. I cannot believe that Damian Lillard is going to have another first half like he had last night where he dropped 35 on the heads of the Pacers. Defend him. What are you doing? He's 38 years old. The guy's older than dirt, and he throws up a 35 burger and a half? What? No. Can't have that happen. Tomorrow, 8:30. You know what? 9, 7, 8. Look, if you got two starters like Nesmith and Nembhard, you cannot have any of the other three starters throw up a turd in the playoffs or you're dead. You have no chance. And Nesmith, he shot it really well like the first 3 months of the season, but he has not shot it well since. Nembhard is not a guy who's going to be a bulk scorer or even a scorer. You got to get points from Haliburton. You got to get points from Turner. And like last night, you got to get points from Siakam. You do that and then get some contributions off the bench. McConnell, that would be nice. Dougie McBuckets, let's get some buckets from Dougie. And then you get to move on to the second round, beat the living hell out of the Knicks. Then you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's just that simple. Zach Anderson, the Florida Gulf Coast 6'7 junior. He's got 1 year of eligibility left. He was in Bloomington yesterday on his visit. He is a really good shooter. Give me people who can shoot. Give me 5 shooters, I'll win games. Luke Goody, he's going into the portal. He from the Fort Wayne area, went to Illinois, really, really good shooter. And he joins Dane Danger, Amani Hansberry, and Sincere Harris in the portal. Only returning players right now are Ty Rogers, Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn, and Nick Moretti. Then you got 4 transfers coming in. You got guys coming, you got guys going. Brad Underwood, what are you going to do? Have another cocktail. Let's go. Brad Atkins says, if Ballard trades out of the first round and the Pacers are down 2-0, we need a state mandate for an all-day happy hour at the bars Friday. Great job. Yes, yes, and yes. I'm in. I'll host. We'll go to Wolfie's up here at Geist. I'm in. I'll buy the first round. If that happens, if he trades out of the first round, my head is going to flat explode. You cannot do that. You cannot win in the NFL without great players. You can't. Come on. All right, Ralph, you throw one down in New York City. Maybe I'll come to New York City. I hate this has been a discussion, but if Ballard moves back and takes Cooper DeJean, are we calling for Ballard's job? Not yet. We'll see what happens with the season, but I'm telling you what would happen with the season is they're going to finish 8-9 or 9-8. That's what's going to happen with the season. That's it. You got to get a guy who can score points. The NFL is a league of point scorers. You must score points, and you need a dynamic player, and that's exactly what they lack. Jonathan Taylor has it in him to be that. Anthony Richardson can really help lift Michael Pittman Jr., maybe Alec Pierce, Josh Downs certainly, whoever the tight end is. Among the 86 tight ends they've got on the roster, maybe Will Mallory, maybe Drew Ogletree, maybe Jelani Woods if he's healthy. Who the hell knows? Maybe one of them can be helped by Anthony Richardson, who needs to stay healthy, or all of this is just yipping and yapping. He got to be healthy. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent bright and early at 6:40 Eastern. We got the great giveaway coming up. But you got to subscribe to win. That's the way it goes. Uncle Buckle says donation for the Josie Wales reference. Go team. I'll tell you what the Pacers need to do tomorrow night. They need to get Mad Dog win. Mad Dog mean. Because if you neither live nor win, wait. It's a great quote. Off the top of my head, we'll just say you got to get Mad Dog Mean. Rose Alabama. I'm going to go in the house sing Rose Alabama just to get myself in the mood to watch angry basketball tomorrow night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.